Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Despite the slump in corn, soybean, and wheat prices, cropping can still be profitable when the best ground is farmed. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly believes not every acre should be cropped.
Our marginal acres, we should really be questioning if we should keep investing crop inputs into those acres. I likened it to the cow-calf operator that culls cows every year. We need to use that similar approach to acres, land.
He encourages farmers to identify the acres which aren't consistently productive and consider culling them or shifting their role from cropping to save on inputs which don't produce a return on investment. By altering their use, and with time, Bly states some marginal land can be regenerated, but some cannot.
Some soils weren't even created from the beginning to be cropland soils, and now all of a sudden we see that they are. They're always going to be on the low end of the productivity. They're always going to be the first ones to either dry out or flood and get too wet.
An analysis of the precision ag data already collected by many farmers, combined with financials of inputs and returns over a series of years, will quickly reveal the consistently marginal acres.
And many producers have chosen to do something different with those acres. Why continue to do the same thing and expect a different result?
To learn more on the Precision Profitability Analysis with the Every Acre Counts program, visit extension.sdstate.edu.